From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. All right, it's time to build up your immune system and talk about your health. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs joining us in just a moment from criticalhealthnews.com. Here's a couple pieces of information for you. First of all, the website to go to, let's set another record, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it on your smartphone or your desktop and just look at some of the material available. Toll-free number to call for assistance from people who are working with Doc Wallach and pharmacist Ben Fuchs. They will give you information on what you can do for yourself. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And we are going to be talking about building up your immune system and taking care of yourself. Ben, welcome back. I hope you are safe and sound, my friend.
I'm doing well. Hope you are too, George.
Yeah, I'm in St. Louis. I'll be going back to L.A. in a couple weeks. But, you know, I'm on my regimen. I've been taking my supplements. And, you know, I think a lot of the things we've talked about, Ben, over the years with you and Doc Wallach, it's paying off.
We were preparing people, George, and everything that you have to do to take care of yourself, to protect yourself from what's going on today is what we should be doing anyway. What we should be doing, not just for our immune system, but for our longevity and our joy of life.
I was talking to a guest yesterday, and he was saying that most of the people with COVID have a vitamin D3 deficiency, but then he also said, keep in mind, most of the Americans have a vitamin D3 deficiency.
Most of the world has a vitamin D deficiency. One of the biggest reasons, believe it or not, George, is sunscreens. A sunscreen will block your skin's ability to turn the sun into vitamin D. You know, hits cholesterol in your skin,
good point,
turns it into vitamin D. And when you wear a sunscreen, that doesn't happen. So I always tell people, if you're going to wear sunscreen, make sure you get out in the sun a little bit before you put your sunscreen on and expose your skin to vitamin D. And this is just these are the kinds of things, George, that we can all do to keep ourselves healthy. We're so obsessed with these government strategies and these orthodox medicine strategies for keeping ourselves healthy, like staying in the house and wearing masks and all the things they tell us to do. But when it comes right down to it, the little things, breathing, going out in the sun, making sure you're on a supplement program, eating less food, these are all things that we can do ourselves that will build our bodies up so we don't have to worry about wearing masks and hiding from viruses.
That's a good point. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. We will start taking calls with Ben at the half this hour and next hour as well. Tom will be taking your text and tweets. And, of course, we are here to try to help you, and that's the important thing. Criticalhealthnews.com, that is the website that they have that they fully support with information all the time. Well, let's obviously talk about the big story, Ben, and that's COVID-19. Seems to be slowing down in some areas, picking up in others. This thing just won't go away yet.
Well, it's not going to go away. You know, the planet is saturated in viruses, George. And many people, in fact, most people get viral infections of all kinds and don't even know it. You can't avoid a virus. There's no way. It's just not possible. Every drop of ocean water has billions, if not trillions, of viruses in them. Every gram of dirt is filled with viruses. There's viruses in the air. Our body is filled with viruses anyway. You know, there are viruses in your body that kill bacteria. Even bacterial cells have to worry about viruses. So the idea of trying to avoid a virus is just foolhardy, but God has given us a defense system, that thing we call the immune system. That's a God-given defense system, a God-given defense department, and we can handle it. We can do our own business. That's the message that Doc and I have been talking about for years, and it is never been more important than today. We can do our own health business by supplementing correctly, by eating less food, by eating more wisely, by exercising, by breathing, by going on the ketogenic diet, making sure you get sleep. It's nearly endless, the things that we can do to stay healthy.
If a disease or virus is created in a laboratory, and I believe that this virus has been created in a laboratory, can the body still adapt and begin to fight it?
Absolutely, 100%. It may take a little longer if it's what they call a novel virus, but absolutely, that's the most amazing thing about the body's immune system and detoxifying system. It learns. It's intelligent. It adjusts and it adapts and it's responsive to the environment. we need to be really worshiping, deifying our biochemistry, which has been given to us from the divine force. And it's such a gift, this ability we have to heal ourselves, this ability we have to fight diseases and viruses and bacteria. It's so magnificent. George, when I first heard biochemistry in pharmacy school, I took biochemistry 101, it was all I could do to not get down on my knees and just praise the Lord, just from understanding that all of the stuff, the chemistry that's going on inside of our body that is designed to make us better, designed to make us stronger. We are the descendants of ancestors whose chemistry has adapted to be able to survive whatever life dishes up. And that is so important in this day and age where we think we have to be medicalized, where we think we have to be vaccinated, where we think we have to take prescription drugs. It's not true. It's dishonest and it's a lie, and it's based on the fact that we have allowed health to become corporatized. There's an unsavory relationship between the corporate culture and our personal health and well-being. But we've allowed that to happen. We've abdicated our personal responsibility and given it to authorities. What we want to do is we want to take our authority back. We want to take our authority back in terms of our financial health. We want to take our authority back in terms of our family's well-being. And we want to take care of our personal health. Our personal health authority, we want to take that back. It's so important because we can't trust authorities to do it for outside authorities to do it for us. We can't trust institutions to do it for us. Look, we have more doctors, George, than any other culture in the history of mankind. How is that working out for us?
Yeah, not right? Well.
Not well. And it's, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. The medical model is a failure. Now, I'm not talking about heroic medicine. I'm not talking about surgery. I'm not talking about, you know, stitching up a broken bone or if you have a heart attack. I'm talking about long-term lifestyle issues, whether we're talking about chronic diseases like diabetes or autoimmune diseases or cancer, or whether we're talking about viral infections. We have to learn to take our health authority back.
And can we, though, Ben? Can we?
Supplementing is the first step, George.
Everything
we talk about every 3 to 6 weeks on this program is about taking your health authority back by getting on a nutritional supplement program. Food is important, absolutely. You can't match food, but you can't get everything you need from food. A good nutritional supplement program is so important. This is the beauty of longevity. It makes it simple. Just the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, just that one product alone can change your life, George, let alone getting on an entire Healthy Start pack or the entire Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. There's so many ways that we can take control of our health, and supplementing, to me, supplementing is job number one.
Well, we're talking about supplementation with pharmacist Ben Fuchs tonight from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. There's a webmaster especially dedicated to that website who just loves it when you and Doc Wallach are on because he sees his numbers go crazy all the time. And we've got that toll-free number where operators are there now. They will be there tomorrow, the next day. Just call it whenever you need help. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doc Wallach donate their time to talk with you every 3 weeks each about these various things to help you. And it's just a time period we're in right now, Ben. I've never gone through this in my life. Have you?
I can't imagine anybody's ever gone through it. But you know what, George? It's a wake-up call. And sometimes you need to have something dramatic to really wake up. Otherwise, you know, it's easy to sleepwalk through life. This is a time when this is an opportunity. I always say the crisis equals opportunity, and the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. We have a big opportunity to take control of our lives. Never before in the history of man have we had an opportunity this big.
No, that's absolutely true. Ben, I've got an email in from William in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, in our state here. And he wants to know basically about supplementation and if you can take too much.
You know, that's a very interesting question. And guess what? It's almost impossible to do it. There are a few supplements, and mostly they're minerals, what they call the transitional minerals, things like zinc and copper and selenium. You can take too much of those. It's not going to kill you, but it just won't make you feel good and you might get sick. But for the most part, it's almost impossible to take too much, to take too many. Dietary supplements have to be divided into herbal supplements and what we call the Mighty 90 essential nutrients. The Mighty 90 essential nutrients, that is the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, and the essential fatty acids, those it's almost impossible to take too much of. But a lot of times when you hear about mainstream medicine or orthodoxy ripping on supplements, what they do is they collapse in herbal supplements, what they call dietary supplements, with nutritional supplements. That's not really very fair, and it's not really very accurate. Nutritional supplements are vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids. We call them the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, and there's no toxicity associated with them because the human body grew up with them. We evolved with these things. Unlike drugs, George, when you take a prescription drug, your body looks at that thing and says, who the heck are you and why are you here? It can't use a prescription drug. It can't take that molecule and stick it into a chemical reaction that is beneficial to the body. That's why all drugs are anti, or they're blockers, or they're inhibitors, because a drug can only interfere with chemistry. Nutrients, on the other hand, are integrated into the body. In fact, George, look at yourself in the mirror, and you'll see nutrition. You'll
Absolutely.
See
you'll see it.
You'll see it.
You see diet. You see everything in a mirror.
Exactly. But there's no drugs, on the other hand, are eliminated. They're detoxified. They're broken down. That's why when you take a prescription drug, the dose is 10 times more than you actually need, because the pharmacy and the doctors and the drug companies have to compensate for the amount that's going to be eliminated through the liver immediately. So they have to give you extra. So unlike prescription drugs, nutrients are non-toxic. It's very difficult to overdose. It's almost impossible to overdose on them. You're not going to kill yourself. You'll just get you might get sick if you took a ridiculous amount. And they're used by the body rather than eliminated by the body.
All right, Ben, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and begin our phone calls with you. Let's help some folks as much as we can, and we'll take calls next hour as well. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We shall be back with your calls in a moment. We're going to take your calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but for help, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. That is it for you. Later tonight, we're going to be talking about the afterlife, but hopefully the recommendations that pharmacist Ben gives you tonight will keep you out of the afterlife, to be sure. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Ben, when you were in pharmacy school, did you ever think you'd be on a national radio show talking about health for people?
You know, I have a degree in journalism and went to pharmacy school. I thought, wouldn't it be great if somebody, this is back in the 80s, if somebody did a radio show where they talked about nutrition and they talked about supplements and they talked about weightlifting and they talked about exercise and they talked about how you can stay healthy using what we call alternative strategies, but I call real strategies for staying healthy. So, yes, I always dreamed of doing it, and then I met Doc, and he put me on his show, and the rest is history.
You know what makes me feel great? You know, you just heard Tom promoting our event coming up in September in Everett, Washington. These are live stage shows. And after the event, we do meet and greets, and people come up, and, you know, we get together, and we have some fun, and we meet our coast-to-coast audience in person, which is just so fantastic. And with all the subjects that we handle on this program, and we do it all. We do the ghosts. We've got Afterlife After You. We could do Bigfoot, UFOs, conspiracies, and alternative medicine and health. And I got to tell you, Ben, I feel so great when somebody comes up to me and says, thank you for Doc Wallach. Thank you for pharmacist Ben Fuchs, because I think you folks have saved my life. And you can't get any better feeling than that.
I know. And, you know, all that other stuff. I love all that stuff, too. I love the whole aliens thing and, you know, Bigfoot and all that stuff. I listen to Coast to Coast. I love that kind of stuff. But this is life or death we're talking about, George.
Yep.
We're not talking about stuff that's exciting or fun or interesting. We're talking about life or death. And the way I look at it, nutritional supplementation and as well as dietary strategies and all the things we talk about here are matters of life and death. They're super serious. They're not to be taken lightly, and they're marginalized or dismissed at our own risk.
Well, Doc will tell me at events that I'm at every once in a while, he'll say, you know, you only have me on every 6 weeks. He's never said bump you down, but he wants back. He wants on more, that's for sure. But we're going to take your calls this half hour. And then next hour, we're going to take all of your calls as much as we can with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. How did you get into broadcasting and then switch into pharmacy? How did that happen?
I love radio, George. I'm like you. I think it's the most incredible medium because people pay attention to radio. They listen to radio. They're listeners. And when you listen, you're engaged. And I always thought it was a great medium. I used to listen to talk radio when I was a kid, and I was fascinated by the medium, much more so than television. Did you ever hear the concept of hot and cold media from Marshall McLuhan?
Oh, yeah. I used to read all his books. The media is the message.
The media is the message, and radio is a hot medium. It's a medium that you got to participate in, that you're involved with.
Let's go to the phones. Blair in Sedona, Arizona, to get us started. Blair, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Blair.
Thank you very much, George, and Pharmacist Ben. Pharmacist Ben, I'd like to get your pharmaceutical opinion on drugs such as heroin, psilocybin, cocaine, and this war on drugs we've had for almost half a century. And this, with the racial issues continuing, it seems like that would be one of the ways to relieve a lot of tension and not defund the police department, but defund the war on drugs.
Well, you know, you said something very interesting there. You know, psilocybin and heroin, we use those two examples. They're almost on opposing sides of the spectrum of drugs. There's no health benefits to heroin, but they're actually studying psilocybin for health benefits. There's certain things that we call drugs that actually have certain kinds of medicinal and healing value, and a lot of them come from plants, things like the psychedelic type of drugs or some of the drugs that they call the entheogenic types of drugs. Heroin, on the other hand, even though, ironically, heroin was first developed by the Bayer industry as a cough suppressant, believe it or not, has zero health benefits. Whether or not the government should be involved in controlling them, in criminalizing drugs, I don't know. It doesn't sound like a health – it certainly doesn't work. You know, criminalizing drugs. So I'm not sure if that's a politically or culturally viable strategy to try to criminalize things like heroin and opiates and fentanyl. Really, what we have to be asking ourselves, I believe, with this drug crisis, the opioid drug crisis in specific, is why we are in such existential pain. You know, these are pain medications that most people are addicted to, not because necessarily they have physical pain, but because they have existential pain. People who have a fulfilling, content life rarely will become addicted to drugs. The problem isn't really the drugs. It's the kind of lives that we're leading. And we really have created a culture that perpetuates dissatisfaction and discontent. And it's because we're conditioned to believe we're not good enough. We're conditioned to believe we need to buy deodorant. We're conditioned to believe that we need to have a new car every year. We're conditioned to believe that we have to be consumers. And this consumer culture has led to a real existential crisis that is showing up, in my opinion, is showing up in things like heroin and fentanyl and other and opioid addictions. It's not a criminal matter. It's a cultural matter or societal matter. We have to restructure our society.
Let's go to Tana in Montana. Welcome to the program. Hi, Tana. Welcome.
Hi, Tana.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Two of my favorite guys.
Well, thank you.
I have a question. I am a type 2 diabetic. I have been for about a year and a half. My husband is also a type 2, and he's been a diabetic for 20 years. I started the Tangy Tangerine, and I noticed I had to cut down my insulin drastically.
Is that amazing?
I have cut it down. I'm only taking a quarter of what's prescribed to me because my blood sugar is so low. And I talked to my doctor, and she doesn't understand it. My husband has cut his down almost in half. He used to take 5 shots a day, long-lasting and short-lasting. And I'm just curious. I started him on the Tangy Tangerine, and his went down because of it.
Well,
and it's the only thing that we've changed.
You've added years to your life, Tawn, and not only did you get yourself off insulin. First of all, insulin, while it may be important for some people to take medical insulin, and truly medical insulin is a lifesaver, it's also pro-aging. It's an aging compound. So what you want to do if you're on medication or if diabetic medication or you're on insulin, stay on your medication and gradually wean yourself off by weaning into a nutritional supplement program. And by the way, Tawny, what I would suggest is the Healthy Body Blood Sugar Pack in addition to the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is awesome, and it will definitely help you lower your blood sugar, and it will help you lose weight, and it will also give you the nutrients that you should be getting in food. But if you throw in, if you get the healthy body blood sugar pack, you'll be throwing in the sweeties and also the essential fatty acids, the EFA plus, which also helps stabilize blood sugar. And then there's individual nutrients that you can take to help stabilize blood sugar. To me, diabetes, which they say is the second or third leading cause of death, but if you, or it's the third leading cause of death, but if you factor in the first, the relationship of messed up blood sugar to heart disease and cancer, which are the first two leading causes of death, in my opinion, dysglycemia, which means messed up blood sugar, which we call diabetes, is the number one leading cause of death, not to mention health misery in this country. And you don't even need to have your blood tested. If you have an autoimmune disease, if you have weight problems, if you have heart disease, you've got a blood sugar problem. And to me, it's so tragic because, like you're saying, Tawna, just something like getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is the tip of the iceberg, can lower your blood sugar so significantly that your doctor will say, what the heck are you doing?
Ben, I noticed I was in the drugstore a couple days ago picking up some stuff, supplies and things like that, and I went through and looked at their supplements, and tell me the difference, because they sell a multiple vitamin, but it says for men, and then there's a multiple vitamin for women.
Called marketing.
What is that? What it is? I mean, is it the same thing?
There's some slight differences, but almost insignificant. Men and women can take the same stuff. That's almost insignificant.
They, I mean, we're humans, for crying out loud.
Yes, exactly. You know, male. There's certain things that women might need. Women can benefit a little bit more from the fatty kinds of nutrients because of their hormones. But for the most part, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Next up, we've got Rosemarie in Bedford, Oregon. Welcome to the program. Hi, Rosemarie.
Hey, Rosemarie.
Hello there. Hello there, Ben. Hello there, George.
Hi.
Ben, I really need to give you an SOS here. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I hope the Coast to Coast family will pray for me a little. I'm going in to have a second stent put in my heart.
You got the prayers.
Heart catheterization, angiogram, and they're going to put a PTCA stent.
Okay.
It's my second one. So, Ben, I need to know, what do you want me to take when I'm out of the hospital?
Yeah.
I've been on Dr. Wallach's supplements. He's wonderful. Just the fact that I've been gluten-free, sugar-free, off the mayonnaise, the fried foods, has been so wonderful for me. So I'll shut up now. You tell me what to do.
Get on the Healthy Start Pack, number one. Absolutely, and make sure you're taking 9 of the Ultimate EFA Plus. I'd also be going throwing in the Ultimate Selenium and the Ultimate Niacin. In fact, you might want to try to throw in the Cardio FX as well. Keep up the good work, though. Make sure you're laying off the gluten and the sugar and the pasta. It wouldn't hurt you if you get on a little exercise program either, maybe. You know,
her doctor will probably tell her, Ben, to take a baby aspirin. What do you think of that?
I like the Ultimate EFAs better. Ultimate EFAs are blood thinners since as much as aspirin is. And you know what? Aspirin is not benign. Even baby aspirin is a drug. Ultimate EFAs have blood-thinning properties. Also, there's a product that Youngevity has, really awesome product that I don't talk anywhere near enough about, called the Fucoid Z, which is made with a substance called fucoidin. That's a Fucoid Z. It's made with fucoidin. While it's marketed as an immune booster, it's really a marvelous blood thinner. And you know what else is a great blood thinner that nobody ever talks about? Is glucosamine. You know, that stuff you take for arthritis?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great way to improve the fluidity of the blood. And, by the way, for the listener or for the caller, a lot of heart problems are connective tissue problems. The heart sits on a skeleton of connective tissue, and when that connective tissue deteriorates, that's one of the inducing factors or the initiating factors of heart disease. So building the connective tissue with the glucogel caps, in addition to leveraging its blood-thinning benefits, is another strategy for you.
And, of course, good luck, Rosemarie. We'll be saying a prayer for you to be sure. And what stents are, Ben, if you want to explain that to folks, simply instead of bypass surgery, they put little spring-type stents in the arteries to open them up.
Exactly. And let me tell you something, George.
And they're medicated.
And that's right. And they're medicated. They have anti-inflammatory medication in there because the body will respond with inflammation. But here's the thing, George. You know, surgeries are important, and they're helpful for emergency kinds of things, obviously. But there's no safe surgeries. And when you have a surgical procedure, even if you have a successful surgical procedure, 80 to 90% of people will suffer from something called adhesions, which are sticky stuff, sticky kinds of fibery substances that cause globbing up of tissue, which can lead to pain later on and also further surgeries later on. So surgery is, you need it when you need it, but it's not something that you want to take lightly, no matter how routine they say it is. And if you are doing surgery, pre-nutriate yourself and post-nutriate yourself to minimize complications and to improve healing. And by the way, digestive enzymes, here's a little trick for you, George. Digestive enzymes are an awesome pre-surgical supplement. The ultimate enzymes from longevity taken pre-surgery and post-surgery will speed up the healing process dramatically.
Interesting take. We take text and tweets in addition to your calls. Tom's got one for you, Ben. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, Ben, Jerome from Trenton, New Jersey would like you to talk about how you feel about peanut butter in your diet. He says he eats a lot of it.
I love peanut butter myself,
Why
Ben.
Why not almond butter, George?
I like peanut butter. I like the taste.
Peanuts are not nuts, first of all. And a lot, I mean, you're fortunate if you can eat it, but a lot of people have problems with peanuts.
Well, they have allergies and things
allergies
like that.
Allergies to peanuts, plus they're beans, and they have they can interfere with the digestive system. They're also...
But a couple scoops a day is not going to hurt you.
It's not going to hurt you, and some people, it's fine for some people, but a lot of people can't handle it, and especially, you know, I'm in the skin business primarily, George. A lot of acne problems in teenagers is caused by peanut.
I don't think I've ever eaten almond peanut butter.
No, almond butter. Just
almond,
straight almonds.
Almond butter.
Oh, my God, George.
And where is it? In the butter section?
In the peanut butter section.
In the peanut butter section.
George, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. In fact...
Does it taste like peanut butter?
Way better than peanut butter. Not even close.
Can you get crunchy stuff?
Yes. Well,
for you, I will try it out.
I'll
go to the store tomorrow. I'll try
almond,
it out.
Crunchy
and
almond.
If I don't like it, you pay for my bottle, my jar.
I'll take it because I love it.
with two or three spoons taken out of it, right?
It's awesome stuff. It really is. It's so delicious. And by the way, George, you know you can make your own peanut butter and almond butter with a Vitamix.
I don't have time for that.
You just throw the stuff in there and grind it up.
I'm doing the show 24/7 practically. So, we're taking your calls. And don't forget, criticalhealthnews.com is the website. I want to set a world record tonight for Ben Fuchs. So let's get rolling. We have a nice start. Everyone who has a computer or a smartphone, just go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. This drives the webmaster nuts, by the
George,
way.
We also love emails for people who don't want to call health at Critical Health News. We love emails. We answer everyone.
Which you also can get through the website, criticalhealthnews.com. But everybody with a smartphone or a desktop, just take 1 minute, go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com, look at it for about 30 seconds, go back to it later when you have some time. You're listening to the show. But I want these numbers to just engulf the webmaster, who just goes crazy, because most of the time he's listening to our show. But if he misses me saying, go to the website, and he sees this spike, he can't figure it out. He goes crazy. I love doing that.
He does a heck of a job.
Yeah, jaunty.
Yeah.
And then the phone number to call for assistance, Rosemary, for example, if you missed some of the things Ben said, they're listening to the show, taking notes, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. That is the number. And I think we have time for one more quick call, and then we've got an hour of calls coming up next hour. Let's go to Francisco in San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Francisco.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Go ahead, sir.
I have pretty serious, it's an autoimmune disease. I'm sure you heard of it, vitiligo.
Absolutely. I know all about vitiligo. Vitiligo is an autoimmune diseases are when the body attacks itself. Instead of the immune system attacking the enemy, it attacks part of the body. You can have it in the nerves. You can have it in the bones. You can have it in the the pancreas. You can have it all over you. In the skin, vitiligo affects the pigment cells of the skin, and you end up with these white spots. In fact, you can have some severe whitening all over the body as the pigment cells are called melanocytes are attacked.
Is that what Michael Jackson had?
Yes, that's exactly what Michael Jackson had. Michael Jackson did something very interesting. He didn't like having white spots, so he made his whole body white.
He bleached himself.
He kind of bleached himself using a drug called hydroquinone, which is a really nasty drug. So here's the thing with autoimmune diseases, and there's some 80 to 120 million Americans, that's like one out of four or five Americans have an autoimmune disease. They're all, ALL, all of them, related to the digestive system, with the exception of autoimmune diseases that are caused by things that are injected into the body, including vaccines, by the way. Autoimmune diseases need to be backtracked to the digestive system, and that includes vitiligo or psoriasis or type 1 diabetes or whatever it is. Backtrack it to the digestive system. It's a very fascinating mechanism how this happens. And by the way, the standard, the modern medical model will tell you they don't have any idea what causes autoimmune diseases. Well, I'm going to tell you what causes them. Toxicity that gets into the bloodstream through the digestive system.
Well, hold on, Ben. We're at the break, but I want you to tell our friend Francisco some of the things he can do. And folks, I always recommend never, ever, ever go off what your doctor's recommending. That's between you and your doctor. Don't you do it cold turkey ever. And we'll be back with more with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and your calls in a moment.